cannot imagine what this day was like for Jesus in terms of knowing what was going to happen and trying to prepare his body, mind, heart, and soul for what was beginning on this day. And so when we think about the meaning of the Passover and the Jewish tradition from which we come, and how important that day was in that tradition, and him calling all of the disciples together after having made his entry into Jerusalem, knowing what was going to come, I can't imagine how you gather with, we know for sure, 11 or 12 of the disciples. And I would think there were more there. And know that that was the last meal he was going to eat with them. And to know that he would not be in communion with them in that same way again. So that gift of one-on-one presence that happened with the washing of the feet, can you imagine these guys who for 3 years had walked with him, talked with him, laughed with him, cried with him, tried to figure out what in the world he was about, traveled with him, and to see this leader of theirs put a towel around his waist and begin to wash their feet. What we can imagine is their feet weren't particularly dirty because they generally wash their feet as they come into a gathering. It was more an act of servanthood and communion connection. I can imagine Jesus' hands on each one's feet as he prayed for what he knew they would need in the coming days and years, as he prayed into them individually what they needed and looked into their eyes. All of us have those moments when we know this might be a last moment with people we have journeyed with, and we pray into that moment with them. And so as Jesus made his way around the table and prayed his goodbye into each person, each disciple, each person gathered, with that touch and that cleansing and that prayer that would carry them forward. So as we celebrate this Eucharist tonight, knowing that for Jesus it was a last supper, and for us it's a forever supper, we are so grateful for his presence and his gift that he gave, and we give to each other along the way. So as we spend the rest of this evening in ritual and in remembering and in eating and drinking and celebrating and then going into silence as we follow Jesus on this journey, may we know that Jesus touches our hands, our head, our feet, personally and individually tonight to give us what we need for this moment and the days to come. So traditionally, the clergy take turns who want to wash feet, and then we have an opportunity for people to wash the hands of the person behind them in line. And so you're welcome to participate in that in any way that you'd like. Knowing that that presence is an intimate connection that goes far beyond today. So we invite you to do as you feel called to do.